A Defining Moment, Judges 6, 25-32.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
That same night, Yahweh said to him, "Take your father's bull, even the second bull 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is by it. Then build an altar to Yahweh your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly way, and take the second bull and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah which you shall cut down." Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as Yahweh had spoken to him. Because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, he could not do it by day, but he did it by night. When the men of the city arose in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah was cut down that was by it, and the second bull was offered on the altar that was built. They said to one another, "Who has done this thing?" When they inquired and asked, they said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son that he may die, because he has broken down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the Asherah that was by it." Joash said to all who stood against him, "Will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? He who will contend for him, let him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because someone has broken down his altar." Therefore on that day he named him Jerub-Baal, saying, "Let Baal contend against him, because he has broken down his altar." It's difficult to find a place in Judges that doesn't make you think. I can't believe that we read these stories in Sunday school, because the real thing is so much different than I remember. The Sunday school stories were about heroes, but these stories are actually quite strange. That's one reason that it is important to teach children the real Bible and not just stories. Those children grow up like I did. When they find something quite different than what they were taught, it can be disruptive to their faith. But God knows how to work with this as well. Gideon's own dad had something I would call an idol forest. My understanding is that to worship Baal, you would grow a grove of trees, and Gideon's family had one. God's first instruction to Gideon was to cut down his dad's forest and use the wood and sacrifice one of his dad's bulls. Now that's unusual, but it is one of the places in the Bible that addresses a very important problem in our world. What is a child of an unbeliever to do when a parent asks them to do something wrong? Are they still to obey their parents? The obvious answer is absolutely not. God actually told Gideon to rebel against his father's evil practice, and so should every child whose parents tell them to do evil. The one we should always fear is God and Him alone. Obviously, Gideon didn't hate his father. He simply feared God more than his father. We are told to fear God more than any man or woman, including our parents, neighbors, and governments. Gideon was still afraid, and he did it at night. This was not a very heroic way to do it. We should not be afraid of what God tells us to do, because God is quite capable of defending us. I just love the logic that Gideon's dad used with the Baal worshippers. I can't tell if he was proud of his son and trying to keep him from being killed, or if he really believed what he was saying and thought his son would soon be destroyed. But it brings up a very interesting thing about false religion. If false religion thinks that it must destroy another one for their God, it begs the question as to whether their God is capable of fighting for himself. The Christian God has promised to destroy the evil powers on the earth without our help in the days to come. In fact, we as Christians are commanded to not take vengeance for ourselves. God intends to avenge us both himself. So, it's logical to expect another God to do it himself too. As it turned out, this was a defining moment for Gideon. They named him after it. From that time on, he went around with a name that meant something like, "May Zeus take revenge on you." We will discover that Zeus never did.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.